Time to find out who's in and who's out with the Injury Report on ESPN Louisville. Presented by Baptist Health Sports Medicine, centered on you. Learn more at baptisthealth.com.
ESPN Louisville and Baptist Sports Medicine have partnered up to bring you the Injury Report heading into this week's big games. Today we're joined by Dr. Chris Abelin of Baptist Sports Medicine to give you a rundown of everything happening throughout the sports and this week pop culture landscape. Dr. Abelin, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, of course. Well, look, I'm going to start here. I think you're making history on the ESPN Louisville Injury Report Baptist Health podcast. So, Gordon Ramsay, I saw this video and I cringe. I'm not the biggest cyclist, but I like riding my bike. I like going through Seneca Park, Cherokee Park. It's one of my favorite things just to kind of clear your mind. I saw his ribs. He did a PSA basically saying he had a bike accident and encouraging folks to wear helmets. It saved his life. And I saw his rib/oblique and it looked like it was burned. So I guess I won't guide you one way or another on this, but can you just talk about the uptick possibly like we've seen in bike safety injuries, maybe you've encountered there, and just some of the education maybe some of our listeners need to be in the know about of somebody prominent like Gordon Ramsay doing it. Mm-hmm. Maybe more people wear their helmets when they're, even if they're just going down the street.
Yes, it was quite the visual. I saw the same thing as well. And I think even starting in my generation, bike helmets were not really a thing. I think it's been really incredible, that this has been something that's come out of the professional ranks into, the really everyday kind of usage, because they are life-saving. And, head injuries can be a really something that you just really can't do anything about with these types of injuries. We can fix fractures and, road rash, we call it. You saw that, how his obliques looked. But a head injury, really, there might not be anything to do about it. So it's a very preventable injury. We definitely encourage their widespread adoptions to prevent catastrophic injuries and concussions and things like that. So he's very lucky that he was, in fact, wearing one.
And you said that was road rash from that you don't think, well, again, without knowing the x-rays and everything, I thought it was like a broken rib or something from that. But you said that looks pretty much like road rash.
Oh, sure. He very well could have had a fracture. And, some of the most horrific looking injuries I've encountered were in my training, taking care of some professional cycling races, and gravel and dirt and all this stuff is just in them, and the amazing thing is that they don't give up. They brush it off, they hose it off, and they're right back on their bike, even though it looks just miserable to you,
right?
So it's a very one of the more common injuries in cycling.
Okay, well, there you go with that. All right, switching it up. We're getting ready for the Euro 2024. Kylian Mbappe is likely to miss France's next game at the Euro 2024 after suffering a broken nose in their opening match tournament, sources have told ESPN. The forward has avoided needing surgery, the French Football Federation confirmed, which would have ruled him out of competition, and instead will wear a custom-made mask when he returns. How painful is that? I mean, look, soccer, I know they use their head a lot, but they got to keep with their feet. But I'm just curious, what is the normal recovery time for this? And is this just kind of a pain threshold that he can, if he wants to play through, he can do it? Or is this something that he may have to have something custom made and just be, sure that he's not going to take a shot to the face?
Sure, that's a great question. So you'll hear the airport noise in the back. I'm actually, oddly enough, heading to the next France game. So we hope that he can
this
take
is perfect.
Recovery.
Oh, this is a perfect question. That's awesome.
I saw the topic this morning. Yeah, and it's perfect. So we're going to the Poland game, so hopefully he's back for that. So, but nonetheless, yes, I mean, these injuries are very painful. You saw create a lot of blood. But, outside of the ones that need corrective surgery, certainly it really becomes a pain in breathing and functional type of thing. So you can obviously have some breathing issues, especially with high-level athletes. So making sure the airway's cleared and that you can tolerate his fitness and get cardiovascular, but then correct, preventing essentially a second hit, which could worsen the fracture and obviously start causing a lot of pain. So that's what you see, especially in basketball, these masks that athletes will wear.
Yeah, I remember LeBron James, when he endured it when he was with the Heat, that was one of the things that he said. It was so difficult to get it comfortable. Obviously, the cardio and the breathing was an issue. All right, real quick, we'll get you out of here. You enjoyed that soccer game. Putting a bow on the NBA Finals, Kristaps Porzingis suffered. I'm not even going to attempt to say what this is, but everyone just the injury term described it as rare and a lower leg injury. Luka Doncic has had been a common name in the injury report as well, with a thoracic contusion characterized as a bruise typically caused by a direct blow to the chest. Look, with it being an Olympic year, and not saying all these players are going to play in this, but like, what are some of the things players that have been, just been battling the injury bug? I know there's going to be rest, but what's that balance of rest and not making sure you get out of shape and trying to keep, especially for the players that are going to be playing in the Olympics? How do you balance that to make sure your body is getting enough rest and recovery, but then also making sure you're not falling out of shape?
Yeah, that is. And you essentially you want to load management's a word we hear. And, you know, especially an impact sport on a hard surface like basketball, just not taking breaks can lead to, bone injuries like stress fractures, overuse injuries. You'll see hamstring things in those anchors, not necessarily the traumatic injuries that KP had or that Luka had that, knee surgery in one case and just rest in the other. So, yeah, I mean, it's there. You'll see some athletes, unfortunately, have to miss playing for their home team in years where there might be, if they go to the finals and then have an Olympic or, in this case, the Euro. So it creates some conflict sometimes between the national federations and their professional contracts, where the athlete and their agents realize that maybe it's not the best thing for them to go right back into another season. So that'll be something that perhaps comes up in these two cases.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by it because, look, these guys are wired a little bit, and women are wired a little bit differently, where they want to be the top of their sport and everything. And sometimes checking off the list, your window in your prime is so small that they try to take advantage of these Olympics or the Euros you alluded to. So it's going to be fascinating to see with that. All right, you get out of here. You have a great time over there. Appreciate it. That's this week's Injury Report with Baptist Sports Medicine. Dr. Abelin, appreciate it as always. They are first with pop culture and possibly doing this from an airport as well. We'll be in touch, and you have a blast out there.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, Baptist Health, centered on you. Learn more at baptisthealth.com. We'll talk to you next week.